A leading human rights campaigner says the Suriname government is powerless to maintain control over the army. Jamaican Prime Minister Michael Manley will not be well enough in time to host the CARICOM summit. And the Caribbean's banana proposals go to Brussels. I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The exiled leader of the Surinamese human rights organization, Moiwana 86, Mr. Stanley Wrench, says the current conflict between the government, the army, and the Jungle Commando rebel group comes as no surprise. Over the past week, the bauxite mining town of Mongo has been under siege as the Jungle Commando has cut land and sea connections to the town, forcing the bauxite company Suralco to close down operations. The government has so far been powerless in efforts to end the siege, while the army, under Commander Desi Bautase, has been champing at the bit, wanting to go into Mongo to clear the rebels out. I asked Stanley Wrench, who now resides in Holland, how he viewed the latest developments in light of the aborted peace process.
Well, in fact, I did not expect the situation in Suriname to change as long as Mr. Bautase is in power. And
When you say Mr. Bautase is in power, you mean as head of the army?
Yes, as head of the army, and having such a tremendous amount of power on basis of the constitution, because in the constitution, the military leadership has been given a tremendous amount of power in the country, in the governing of the country, in fact. So as long as the man is there, I did not expect a substantial change de facto in the country, in the government of the country.